Guess who just got back today?
Yeah, baby.
I'm going to do my best not to get fired up.
Why?
What are you fired up on?
Because of the debate.
That's
bro.
White noise to
I'm
me,
doing
bro.
My best.
That's white noise.
I'm trying so hard.
Dude, he kind of blew it there.
I don't see
just
it.
Just did it.
Whatever.
I mean,
you're Texas lit, dude. You're turning Texas blue.
No, 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 dude. I thought it was going to be no contest. He fell for all of her traps.
Stevie, get over here.
Yeah.
He fell right into everything she was doing, and like she would contradict her. And I get it. Obviously, look, man in the arena. Obviously, I get it. But it's like
it was three on one, bro. It was crazy.
She admitted that COVID came from China. That was like a whole thing against Trump.
See,
that he's fucking.
I only caught the end. I didn't see that.
The
I
end
saw
the
last. The
wheels. You saw the wheels were off at that point.
Exactly.
The first half, like, he had her in the first half, and then
she didn't. I mean, I'm like a rape victim listening to her. I disassociate. I'm like out of my body. Once I hear a girl like, let me explain something, I'm just like, oh my god, this is the worst shit in the world.
What? Just say you're a PTSD, dude. You don't need to use that.
I can't stand that shit, bro.
You're a male. You should specify. You're
same
a male,
old thing.
You're a man
you've
on
always
man.
Been
you feel
saying
like a man
like,
on man rape. You should specify. You feel like a man on man rape victim.
Yeah, yeah.
The only part that I'll admit, I got triggered. I'm not above getting triggered.
I got triggered the whole time.
I got triggered by the libs, dude. I got triggered when she was like, he's so divisive. Can you just be done with the racial stuff? No, but I'm saying it's like the Dems being like, you guys are obsessed with race.
Yeah.
Is crazy.
Yeah, you guys literally started Black Lives Matter, you freaks.
Dude, I was literally
I knew this is exactly what I wanted to do.
When that happened, I was literally gripping my sheets in bed being like, are you fucking serious right now?
We've all become our fathers.
Yeah.
I used to watch my dad watch Obama do the State of the Union and be like, fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Bullshit. We're better off than ever.
And I'd watch him. I'd be like, you fucking dumbass. What do you care? Now I'm the same guy.
Yeah. No, that was egregious. I mean, for sure. But that was egregious last night. That was crazy. And then she'd be like, let's just all like pump each other up. And the next sentence, she was like, he's such a fucking piece of shit. Yeah,
she was like, all he does is name call. And then they're like, he's literally a threat to democracy. We need to destroy him. He is the devil.
It's like, I'm here for you. It's like, dude, you gave people the maximum sentence for weed. You're a bad person.
Bro. No, she was.
Let's just get it out. Let's get it out. Then we'll do the podcast, bro.
How about she was a prosecutor for the people. That's all she cared about was the people. It's like, dude, you're a fucking prosecutor.
She's like, even Dick Cheney. We have the great Dick Cheney on our side. It's like, is anyone listening to this?
Goldman Sachs and Dick Cheney promote me. It's like, yeah, that's the worst fucking ad you could possibly run for yourself.
Whatever. Look, we got that out of our system.
I'm pissed off.
Obviously, putting 20,000 Haitians in a small town in Springfield, Ohio is crazy.
It's a bad idea.
That's crazy.
Right. And then, dude, that shit's real.
All right, we'll start soon. Let's get it out.
That shit's real.
No, it's real. And she did want gender-affirming care for illegal immigrants.
Yes, she wanted to take guns, which she said she didn't. The other thing that pissed me off was they were fact-checking. Right.
Hold on.
They were fact-checking.
Can we start right now?
Yeah, let's start over. So we're not, you know.
Can we please start with
gender-affirming care for illegal immigrants is so fucking crazy. Yeah.
Give it so to funny. A fucking Juan or
that
some
when
shit's
he
crazy.
Brought it up, people are laughing at him.
Yeah.
They're like, what a fucking
that's
idiot.
What they do.
It's like, no, that's real.
They invert the truth.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Imagine being a
fine.
Very stoic Mexican man, dude. You're like,
dude,
five,
I've seen
five,
one before.
Stoic as hell. And you get to this country thinking you're going to live your dreams. And they take you in the room and say, bro, you're getting tits in a fucking
room. You don't think the lads, some of those lads would be like, yeah, we'll see. Why not?
Dude, when I used to go to the dump, I saw that shit. There was one Mexican dude with monster tits.
Stop.
And they would unload the truck
Wait,
next
you
to me.
You saw Kamala's Frankenstein?
Literally. I'm not kidding.
You saw Kamala's work?
There's one that transitioned and fucking.
He had to transition.
Dude, it was wild. I would look over and look at the rest of Mexico. What?
He was at a trash dump.
He was at a trash dump, yeah. Like just bolt-ons, like not even trying to get like natural looking tits. They were just fucking fake.
You saw one of Kamala's abominations.
Yes. One of her misfit toys.
Hold on, dude.
They probably did it for a fucking commercial. Like, look, we're going to give you tits. We'll give you 25,000.
commercial.
No, I'm saying for like a Kamala commercial, they probably went up to some Mexican. We're like, we'll give you tits. We'll give you 50 grand cash. He was probably just like, she.
He was in one of those viral videos where he holds up a cardboard sign with like something mean somebody said. Yeah. So he's going to trash dump, just be able to make fun of my tits.
Just drop the card and huge double D's behind him. It was great. They were powerful tits. I saw him like, God damn, bro.
Man,
he got huge tits.
Yeah, well, all right, I'm done.
That was
shit. Fired me up. I can't hide who I am, dude. It got me.
It's gonna annoy.
Tried to fight it.
Any chick fucking screaming at you is gonna annoy you.
It was dispiriting for sure to watch that and be. I was like, oh shit, it's on. I turn it on. I'm like, he's about to be crushing her, and I'm watching him just like.
I knew he wouldn't. I knew going into it, he wasn't going to crush her. She clearly practiced speeches that she gave throughout the thing.
Oh, they knew exactly the earring.
They knew exactly what he was going to bring up.
You don't know about the earring.
What earring? Oh, she had a microphone?
She had an earring. That is, there's ads. Bro? I mean, there's ads for the same exact earring. That is a microphone in your ear, but it's an earring. You can look the fuck up, dude. I swear to God.
I assume she has. I mean, dude, they can. She can get a little implant, an undetectable ear. Like implant
Biden had one on the last one.
Damn, dude, he probably had fucking like five, dude.
He probably was fucking out of his body.
He might have had a dude in a he might have had a dude in a mocap suit, like in the basement of the White House.
Gollum.
Sorry, dude. I looked at the news. No, Kamala Harris wasn't wearing one of those earpieces.
Yeah, all right, I'm debunked, I guess.
Debunked.
Also, dude, they're fact checking Trump in real time. All day long, and Kamal brought up that dumb shit with fine people on both sides, and even Snopes says that's misleading. Trump didn't just say there's fine people on both sides, talking about fucking racists and tiki torch.
You can't
boys.
Hold on though. Before we go, you can't claim earpiece. That's conceding a loss. You can't claim audio earpiece.
Why?
Because it looks like you sour grapes.
I'm not sour grapes.
I know, but it just looks like if you're like, well, the reason she wanted shit.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't earpiece. Think she won.
Well, then don't talk about the earpiece.
All right, I'll shut up.
I'm just saying.
Let me coach you. She's cheating.
He's got the next Michigan. One.
Her and Michigan are in the same fucking boat. Yo, dude. Oh, my God. I fucking forgot. I saw that. What the fuck happened to you? We're looking good this year, and we got taken out by NIU, bro. Did you cry?
No, but I was I had a show that night in Atlanta, and Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois at home this week, and worst loss in, I mean,
program history, maybe.
It's up there. It's one of the worst.
What was the
it's
score?
Up there. They lost by two. They lost by a field goal.
Hey, fucking
Northern Illinois?
Northern Illinois, bro.
The Huskies.
That's a MAC school that came into South Bend and beat Notre Dame in the home opener. I mean, it's a program crushing loss.
Felt good for the coach. Dude was fucking crying. Like, dude,
it was nice. That was nice.
Yeah, he's real pumped for his guys.
But I had a show that night, and I just leave as soon as the game ended. I literally sat on the edge of my hotel bed dressed, waiting to go to the show. The car was downstairs. I was like, hold on, I'm not leaving yet. I got to watch this game. Field goal goes in. I go, all right, fine, let's go to the show. I had to.
You got to do arena.
My lady was with me. My lady was with me, and I had to pretend I wasn't. I was trying so hard not to spaz.
Yeah.
I was gazing off into the distance. I was dead silent. It was like I had a 45-minute drive to the arena. I was silent the entire ride. I sat shotgun in the car.
Obviously. I saw that, and I wanted to text you. I was like, God damn, that's fucking insane.
I haven't played NCAA since. College football's dead to me right now.
Why not us? Why can't we get one?
And then we get one against Texas A&M, and what do I get? Northern Illinois next week.
That sucks so bad.
And I was talking shit to people after the A&M win.
Were you actually?
Yeah, I was going, yeah, well, you guys said Notre Dame sucked.
Yeah.
Suck my dick, dude.
Pretty good this year.
SEC's pretty good. Suck my dick. Then here comes
that might be good for their season, though. That might be one of those things.
Could it be worse for their season?
I hear you. There's no offense. This is a nice girlfriend take you're giving me. No offense.
This could absolutely
be being a supportive friend. I know you're being supportive. This could set the program back 5 years. This literally could mean my dad never gets to see a championship.
One L?
This type of loss.
You should group text all of them.
Fire the entire thing. Everything has to start over.
Oh, God. I thought they could all bond together under like a deep personal low point.
Don't get me wrong.
Florida Gators did that.
Deep inside, I believe that is what's going to happen.
I hear you. But you're thinking about the nuts and bolts of the regime. You think about the nuts and bolts of the regime.
It was a disastrous loss. It affected my mood on Saturday in the show. I had to address it pretty early in the show. I say, guys, and they're all Georgia fans, so they're all going, hoo, 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 hoo.
Damn.
The whole arena was barking at me.
You're a bit of a mother hen, bro.
What do you mean?
The dogs are just kind of gravitating towards you.
Maybe I am.
I never see your soft side.
What?
I never see it.
What are you talking about?
He's a lover of animals, dude. He's a lover of animals and all creatures.
Francis of Assisi.
Yeah, especially you, bro. They're talking about fucking killing the cats. What would you do if a Haitian got a tibble?
That'd be a problem.
Who's killing the cats?
The Haitians.
Some of the Haitians killed the cat, but it wasn't a Haitian that ate that cat.
That lady?
Yeah, that was just a lady on fucking bath salts.
Yeah, I was dying. The fucking one girl's like, that's not a Haitian. That's just a black lady. We don't care about race. It's like, that's technically not that type of black person.
Well, yeah, she was saying it was, yeah, I mean, right now I watched a video on Aurora, Colorado, and the guy was trying to prove they were like Venezuelan gang members. And most people were like, gee, the gangs. And then one guy came out and was like, man, it's not fucking gangs. People have been shooting here forever. He thinks that he's like, they're definitely being bussed in here. But he's like, there's more going on than we can ever put together. It's like, fuck yeah, dude. Nice.
Yeah. It's a government coup.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I think there's something else is at play here. It's like, nice.
You can't get lost in the weeds, though.
I don't know. Overall, disastrous stretch of days for me.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Are you sober?
Yeah.
How many days?
Don't worry about it.
Two?
No.
One?
What day is it?
Wednesday.
This is day four.
Let's go, dude.
NBD.
God damn. You're glowing, bro.
Thanks, man. I hate it. I'm getting drunk.
When?
Soon.
How's it been leaving like a 5-day stretch and then hitting like a hangover? Because I guess you have like the clarity to juxtapose.
Yeah.
How's that been?
Same as it ever was. I mean, it's way easier to take 5 days off and get a hangover than drink for 5 days and get a hangover on the fifth.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a significantly better experience.
Yeah, true. That makes sense.
Are you pissed they didn't take little Tunchi as fucking the Super Bowl?
Another L, dude. Another L.
Kendrick and fucking Saint in the dirty South.
That's fine.
Do you know about that?
No, what?
I think the Super Bowl's in St. Louis this year.
New Orleans.
New Orleans, Louisiana, yeah. And they could have got fucking Tunchi, but they didn't. They picked Kendrick.
Yeah.
Birdman's pissed.
Kendrick Lamar's doing halftime.
Is he really?
He's going to call Drake a pedophile in front of the entire world.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Birdman Stun is pissed.
No.
Birdman just tweeted, this is some hate and shit for real.
It is some hate and shit, dude.
And then I watched Lil Wayne perform at WrestleMania and it was freaking horrible.
It's mania, bro. It's tough.
It's all
Mania is a tough crowd for a rap concert.
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit rocked WrestleMania.
Did he play?
Yeah. I think he did the Undertaker's intro.
Dude, I had a dream where I was sniping people, and every time I hit a headshot, the Undertaker intro started playing.
All right.
That's pretty sick.
That's all I got.